I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of news of information, here was the KCTV 5 5 o'clock report yesterday about Tyreek Hill. You can tell whenever a news station feel like they got one, whenever they start tweeting out at like 1 o'clock of, oh, we got an exclusive, we're going to tell you at 5 o'clock. They had something. I forgot. We got to get to this first, and then we'll get to Tyreek Hill. We need call number 6, 913-576-7610. Caller number 6 wins a Royals 50th anniversary hoodie. All you got to do is four things. Number one, you got to remind me because I really forgot that we had to give that away. I was ready to talk about Tyreek Hill. Number two, you got to be listening at 2 o'clock and you got to tell one friend. Not two friends, just tell one friend. Number three, you got to be calling number 6 to 913-576-7610. And number four, you got to thank Brandon Kiley because I completely forgot that we had to give that away. All right. Here is the news report from KCTV 5 about Tyreek Hill last night.
This was April 5th when we first saw Hill enter the Johnson County Courthouse. Hill's attorney told KCTV 5 no comment. This was before Hill went before a family court judge that day. Multiple sources confirmed to KCTV 5 News this was an emergency hearing, and Hill's child was temporarily placed in another home pending further court action. Then, Wednesday, April 17th, Hill was back at court, this time hand-in-hand with his fiancée, Crystal Espinal, the mother of his 3-year-old child. She's now pregnant with twins.
Is there anything you'd like to say? Are you hoping to get custody back of your son?
Just minutes later, Hill and his fiancée left out the sheriff's office side door of the courthouse. Hill and Espinal did not answer questions. So here's what we know. The Kansas Department for Children and Families is investigating child abuse claims at Hill's home. DCF says the investigation stemmed from an ongoing report it received, but did not say more. The Johnson County DA's office is also investigating, quote, allegations regarding Tyreek Hill. Confirmation of both investigations came after 2 Overland Park Police Department reports were made public, both at Hill's home. The first incident report was filed March 5th. Both Tyreek Hill and his fiancée, Crystal Espinal, are named in the report at Hill's Overland Park home. The nature of that call, child abuse neglect. That police report shows the case as closed just 3 days later, noting, quote, prosecution declined, but not detailing why. Then March 14th, a second police report at the same address. The criminal nature of the call is, quote, battery, listing a juvenile as the victim. The only other person named in that report is Hill's fiancée, Crystal Espinal.
So the Johnson County District Attorney has not said if or when charges will be filed. We've also reached out to Hill's attorney and agent, but our calls have not been returned. We will, of course, keep you posted. Reporting live, I'm Emily Sinovic, KCTV 5 News.
So that is the report from yesterday from KCTV 5. A lot of things. Number one, whenever you're walking into a family court hearing and the news reporter asks you, are you hoping to get back custody of your son? What is your answer supposed to be? We thought that Tyreek Hill was going to be like, nah, not really. I'm not that invested in this, honestly. I'm just here because I got to. Like, what do we think the answer is? Obviously, he's trying to get back custody of his kid. What kind of question is that? That's number one. I would say number two. Can we all agree that something is happening with Tyreek Hill? Because I feel like what's happened over the last 2 weeks, over the last 3 weeks, is Chiefs fans have just closed their eyes. They put their fingers in their ears, and they have tried to pretend like absolutely nothing is going on with Tyreek Hill.
Well, I think typically no news is good news, and now that we're getting news, the news is not good.
But I do not stand here telling you that I know verbatim what's happening with Tyreek Hill. I don't think anybody knows. From conversations that I've had, from conversations that you had, from talking to Ellen, who's coming on with us in just a little bit off the air, Ellen Mathis from Arrowhead Attic, who's an attorney. I don't think the NFL fully knows exactly what's happening right now with Tyreek Hill.
And because there's a child involved, I don't know that we're ever going
to
know.
But I do think we need to be at the point that it is not nothing. Something is happening with Tyreek Hill. Now, there's a wide range of what something can be. Something can be like what happened with Kareem Hunt that got him kicked off the team. Something could be a 2-game suspension. Something could be a 6-game suspension. But it's time to start treating this this information and this investigation like absolutely nothing is happening the way that I think Chiefs fans have done over the last couple of weeks. Let me play what Mike Florio had to say from Pro Football Talk, because I am now 100% certain that Tyreek Hill is going to miss time for the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't feel like he is going to be off the team, but I think based on what's happening right now, basing on how this case is evolving, based on the development in the case, I find it hard to believe that Roger Goodell's NFL is not going to spend Tyreek Hill for any amount of time. Here's what Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, had to say.
This is why I think the removal of the child from the custody of Tyreek Hill and his fiance is a big deal, because one of the enumerated potential violations of the personal conduct policy, when you look at the policy, there's a long list of bullet points of things that constitute a violation of the policy. One of them reads, and I'm going to quote it right from the policy, conduct that poses a genuine danger to the safety and well-being of another person. You could make the argument that whatever it was that resulted in a judge deciding that this child should be removed from the home, from the custody of Tyreek Hill and his fiancée, in and of itself amounts to evidence of a genuine danger to the safety and well-being of another person. Why else would they remove the child from the home? So if the NFL wants to be really aggressive here, and we know, you mentioned Ezekiel Elliott, they're going to do whatever they want to do, and they've got wide discretion to decide when and how long to suspend someone. It would be very easy, if the league wants to do it, to say that the removal of the child from the home constitutes conduct that poses a genuine danger to the safety and well-being of another person, and that's a violation of the personal conduct policy, and we're going to take action against you, regardless of whether there's ever an arrest or ever even an allegation of child abuse against Tyreek Hill.
Listen to the last 15 seconds of what Mike Florio had to say. Some of you may be trying to disregard it and say that Mike Florio is just hot take media guy. He is also an attorney. He talks about conduct detrimental to the league and the league policy and the league handbook. He then brings up the Ezekiel Elliott situation and says there's a precedent in the NFL that they are going to do what they're going to do, and that there is a wide discretion on what the conduct policy is. We've had these conversations time and time again about in the NFL about there not being a concrete, definitive what gets you suspended and what doesn't get you suspended. I am now willing to 100% lock it in. Tyreek Hill is not going to be playing week one in the NFL season. He's not going to play. I'm not saying that he's off the team. I'm not saying that it's going to be an 8-game, a 12-game suspension or something like that. But I find it hard to believe in Roger Goodell's NFL that Tyreek Hill is not going to miss some time this upcoming season about what's happening this offseason.
And there's been a precedent set. It was a couple of years ago with Ezekiel Elliott where legally nothing really ended up coming of the story. But when it comes to the NFL seems to think they supersede the law, and most of the time they do, because Ezekiel Elliott, even though he didn't get punished by law, still got punished by the NFL. I'm with you. I think that we've gone far enough down this road that I can't see any way Tyreek Hill doesn't get suspended. I don't know if it's going to be 2 games, 4 games, half a season, because you're talking about a guy that when he came into the league had already had an assault and battery case. So you can say legally, maybe they don't take that into account, but you know who does? The NFL. So something is going to happen to Tyreek Hill, which brings up the question, what do the Chiefs do about it on the football side of things?
And that leads us into my next point, which I think is a really good question. I think the Chiefs are playing it exactly how you should be playing it. I don't know if there is a lot of information to be had in all of this.
Do we agree just off the top that the whole reason that the Chiefs are doing everything they possibly can is because it's Tyreek Hill and not DeMarcus Robinson?
100%.
Okay, just making sure.
100%.
All right.
If this was Tonnell Pastineau, he's not on the team.
Just making sure they're doing everything because he's that good of a player. We're going to take this to the very end.
Agreed. If this was Tremont Smith, we're not having this conversation.
Right.
He's off the team.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs are playing it. You might disagree morally with what they're doing. I don't know how you could. I don't really know what happened in this scenario. But the Chiefs are playing it exactly how you should play it with your second most important player in my mind. You wait for all the information to get out, and then you make the NFL make the decision. The Chiefs are not going to just cut Tyreek Hill based on hearsay, based on the investigation, all of that stuff. He is too important to their team. They could replace a running back in Kareem Hunt. They did it almost seamlessly. There is no replacing him. I don't care if you get Marquise Brown. I don't care if you sign a wide receiver in free agency. I don't care if you trade for someone. There's no replacing Tyreek Hill on your roster. So I think the Chiefs, they got to be down for the cause. You wait for all the information to come out, and then you wait to see what the NFL does, and maybe you appeal the suspension or you tell them, hey, let's say that Tyreek Hill gets suspended for 6 games. Just throw out a random number. I would just tell Tyreek Hill, if I'm Clark Hunt, you got to hold those 6 games. We're not going to be in a Ezekiel Elliott situation that we keep fighting it and keep fighting it. So instead of missing games 1 through 6, you miss games 8 through 14 because we fought this for 8 weeks, ultimately for the league to win. So I think that's the only scenario you have with Tyreek Hill. He is still far too valuable to your team. His contract is too good. You are not moving on from Tyreek Hill.
One, I care about the human side of things. I hope it turns out to be nothing, a bunch of hearsay, because I care about the kids. You never want to hear about this. But two, I'm not going to pretend like I don't care about the Chiefs and care about Tyreek Hill on the field. I just threw up in my mouth thinking about a 4-week, 6-week, 8-week suspension where Sammy Watkins all of a sudden becomes Patrick Mahomes' number one threat at wide receiver.
Text line 69306. What happened if the accusation is actually against his wife? So he gets suspended because of it? Come on, you guys are assuming a lot. He could be standing by her, and that's why the child is taken at this point. Too many assumptions. Okay, that seems to be Chiefs fan logic when it comes to
this. No, I'm sorry. When you've already got assault and battery case coming out of college, it's right to assume that you're probably the one, not the wife. We could be wrong, but the assumption is fine.
I'm not assuming. I don't know what happened with one side or the other. I'm simply looking at it based on examples we have in the NFL. So Tyreek Hill, at one point coming into the NFL, had the incidents that you just alluded to. And now, in the middle of his career, he has another issue involving a child. I don't know what you guys think about the NFL that thinks that Tyreek Hill is going to assume no penalty in all of this and not miss any games. Again, I'm not saying that the league is kicking him out. I'm not saying that he's going to miss 16 games. I just don't know how you follow the NFL and how you follow Roger Goodell and his actions and his movements and think that absolutely nothing is happening to Tyreek Hill. I just don't know how you come to that conclusion. Based on what's happened to Ezekiel Elliott, based on what's happened to Ben Roethlisberger, based on what's happened to Jameis Winston, we can go through 15 examples of players in the NFL. They all miss some time. So I would say hope it's 2, maybe 4, 6 at the absolute most. But Tyreek Hill is not playing all 16 games. I'm sorry. Lock it in for me. You could put me on Old Takes Exposed, whatever. Tyreek Hill is not playing 16 games this season because of this.
If it's 2, no problem. You can probably get out the gates and beat Jacksonville and win the first couple of games. If it's 4, a little bit of concern. If it's 6 or 8, that changes what they do in the draft next week. That changes free agency. That changes what Sammy Watkins is to this team. Man, we're about to find out, honestly, if the Chiefs are as good as we felt about them when the season ended last year, or if it's a complete 180 heading into St. Joe next year.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.